Carbo loading is a legal strategy used by endurance athletes such as marathon runners to boost and maximize the storage of glycogen in the muscles prior to competition. Energy is stored in the muscles in the form of glycogen. Carbohydrates are converted to glycogen during digestion to be used by the body as fuel. Typically, the muscles only store enough glycogen to sustain 90 minutes of exercise. After this point, without sufficient extra fueling, you're in danger of running out of energy. However, during endurance events such as marathons, the body will exhaust the energy supply stored before the athlete has a chance to restore the fuel to their muscles. This is where carbohydrate loading can have an impact. Having the extra glycogen allows the athlete to complete the endurance event without using all the energy stored before the finish. Contrary to popular belief, efficient carbo loading programs for endurance events should begin 6 days prior to sufficiently prepare the body. For the first 3 days, the athlete consumes minimal carbohydrates and exercises so as to deplete the body's glycogen stores. At the end of day three, the body will think that there is a problem with its glycogen stores and that it should store greater supplies than usual. In the last 3 days, the diet should be primarily carbohydrates while still consuming adequate portions of protein, minerals, vitamins, and fluid to enhance energy reserves and hydrate the body. Foods high in carbohydrates that should be included in each meal throughout the days include whole grain bread, porridge, cereal, pastas like spaghetti carbonara, grilled chicken breast, and brown rice. Breakfast is especially important on the day of competition as it kickstarts the body's metabolism and will provide the base storage of glycogen. Snacks to consume leading up to the competition on the day, such as raisins, dried apricots, energy bars, rice cakes, and toast, will also aid increasing carbohydrate stores whilst preventing bloating or feeling lethargic.